Would you be talking about a marshmallow or a cantaloupe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you too. But I only grew them 1 year for the market. At that time, I was growing cotton. I had corn. I had stock cows, milk cows, hogs. And, well, I really was just adding another job to my wife. I mean, it was more than we could handle. So I just grew the melons 1 year for market time.
What about that big old thing you might grow to make it? You might make a jack-o'-lantern out of it at Thanksgiving.
That's pumpkin.
Pumpkin, yeah.
I got land down here on this farm at a where the creek backs over it. I put pumpkin seed in with my corn and stir, not too thick, but I mean I wouldn't put too many seed in with my corn, but I'd put enough in it would drop and there was pumpkin seed every 12 feet, 20 feet maybe sometimes on that row. Boy, I have made them for the wagon loads. Not every year, but many years I grew them, you know, and my corn, and you know, they're no trouble to grow. You can plow the endless seeds, you can plow your corn, you see.
Yeah.
1 year my son-in-law drove up here and picked up a pickup load and carried them by Arkadelphia. And man, they sold like hotcakes.
Yeah. Now, when you pick corn, that green covering you take off the ears is a
shuck or husk.
Do you do raise corn from your garden?
Dave, pardon?
What sort of corn you raise in your garden?
Sweet corn.
The kind that's tender enough to eat off the cob.
Mm-hmm.
That's just.
Mm-hmm.
Call that
the roast-near corn, you know. We did it while it was
mutton corn, you know?
Yeah, in the soft stage, you know. That's the only way you can, you'd want it, you know. If you're going to eat it, you know, it'd have to be,
yes.
What's called in a roast-near stage. No, field corn made, you know, they're pretty good eating if you. If you want to mess roasting ears, you know, where you determine that, or whether it, when it was roasting ears, pull that shuck back just a little bit, and punch that kernel with your finger nail, and if, you know, if it's soft enough for you to bury your fingernail in, well, it made a good roasting ear. It was a pretty good stage, you know, for roasting ears.
All that stuff that you stringy stuff you had to get off of?
Silks. Oh yeah. You take a little broom and brush them off. You know what I'm talking about, them little small brooms.
Oh, I see. At the top of the stalk was a
tossel.
Tossel.
That was where pretty well where you can determine now, I mean, where you've got a lot of very many bees around your country or not. By watching them feed on the tossels of this corn.